Hello and welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. Today we talk with Mark Zarzechny. He's the board president of the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, NADCA. We talked to Mark a little bit about their annual meeting they recently had and also how the industry is handling the coronavirus pandemic. We hope you enjoy the conversation. And now we're going to bring in NADCA board president, Mark Zarzechny. Did I get close there, Mark?
Pretty close,
Zarzechny. I thought I had it. All right, my apologies.
That's okay.
Just to start off, can you explain to our listeners exactly what NADCA is for those that are unfamiliar?
Yeah, sure. So NADCA is the National Air Duct Cleaners Association, and it was established in 1989. It's an association of companies that perform the cleaning of HVAC systems. The mission still remains the same as it was then and is now. It's to get established industry standards and, more importantly, to promote source removal as the only acceptable method of cleaning.
All right. Now, I know, NADCA, you just had your – well, I think you had your annual meeting a few weeks back. Were you guys able to hold that?
We were lucky enough to get it in before everything really – got crazy out there with the coronavirus. We did have a meeting with the board about a week prior to the meeting beginning. We did determine measures that could be implemented to assure the membership safety. Also, the facility that we're at was Los Coronado. They did a fantastic job assuring us that their team was going to sanitize all the areas that we're going to be at. And so far, as of today, we have not had a report of anybody coming down with the coronavirus.
Oh, that's great. Absolutely great. What were the highlights of that meeting?
Sure, many of them. We had record attendance for a West Coast meeting, which is fantastic. We had a record amount of people that attended our classes and our tests for the certifications in our air systems cleaning specialist and certified ventilation inspector certifications. Let's see, we also had an incredible keynote address by Dr. Rick Goodman, regarding business relationships. We also had a great lineup of panel discussions. We really had one of the greatest things was the rollout of our initial findings of our energy study, in which we're trying to find a quantifiable and scientific way, proof rather, that we can, that duct cleaning not only can increase energy efficiency. And we're working close with Dr. Mark Hernandez at the University of Colorado in Boulder.
Okay, what's the big sale for air duct cleaners? Are most people selling on the efficiency, or is it more of an IEQ sell, or is it kind of a combination of the both?
I think really what we're trying to do right now is it's IEQ, of course. You know, we're trying to improve people's safety in the home. A lot of people's complaints are there's excessive dust, they're sneezing, they have allergies. So a lot of times we find that the things that are in the ductwork are direct causes of what they're experiencing, both at the home and also where they work.
Okay. Now, obviously, you mentioned the coronavirus pandemic here. What are you hearing from your members, and what are you telling them to navigate these uncertain times?
Sure. So, you know, right now, I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning, as a matter of fact, so you couldn't be asking this question at a better time. I'm working on certain things to help our membership get through this. You know, I've seen and heard some people, the phones have stopped ringing. Some people, the homeowners just don't want them in right now, whether the homeowners feel sick or whether they're afraid of getting or contracting the coronavirus from outsiders. We've had people that work on commercial facilities where they're not allowing outside people in, or if they shut down altogether. Also, anybody that works in large buildings or condominiums, a lot of the property management teams that run those buildings are not allowing contractors in. So some of our brethren out there are suffering. Others, they can't keep enough people out there right now. It's really going like crazy for them. So I've seen and heard from various ends of that spectrum right now.
Okay, that's interesting. The people that have more work they can do with, what's the reason for that? People are thinking, as far as it goes back to the indoor air quality kind of concept?
it is an indoor quality concept. I mean, I don't know that it's all driven by the virus right now. Obviously, people that are in facilities, a lot of people work, a lot of our people work, rather, in healthcare facilities and in hospitals, and they need to have very clean air regardless of what's going on out there. So those facilities are still, you know, ramping up to have these projects undertaken so they can assure that people that come in are assured that they have the best indoor quality.
Okay. Now, just to go back to just duct cleaning in general, what's the biggest misconception? Sure. What's the biggest misconception in the marketplace about your guys' businesses?
That it's only $7.95 an event cleaning. We're constantly. We have a barrage of people out there that you know, lowball us. A lot of fraud, a lot of scam artists out there, and they'll go in and they'll raise the price to maybe $1,200 by the time they're out of there, and they don't do a darn thing. So bad reputation out there as a result of these people that do these things. So I mean, I have been on the Inside Edition twice already,
okay.
Where we have gotten quite a few of these scam artists in, and we've exposed them. And hopefully, well, one of my pieces we did about 5 years ago got about 16 million hits on the Inside Edition website. So, you know, people are watching, and, you know, we're educating people as to the proper way of air duct cleaning and you know, trying to keep these fraudulent companies from influencing our memberships, livelihoods in a bad way.
Okay. Now, the people doing it correctly, what are they doing? And then these kind of people coming in just to trying to get a quick buck, how are they doing it or not doing it?
Well, they're actually doing the job. I mean, that's the more important thing. And they take the time to do it. Our association has two major certifications, the Air System Cleaning Specialist Certification and also the CVI, Certified Ventilation Inspection Certification. And the ASCS, which every company must have at least one, if not more, on staff, is a credential that basically is recognized worldwide. And it requires a person's knowledge and their skills related to HVAC, cleanliness, and hygiene. So we're using best practices when we're doing a project for a customer. And when people hire a NACA company, whether it's on a residential scale or commercial scale, they can know and rest assured that the people that are on there are managing the project properly, seeing it through to its end to get the best results that are required by that customer. Also, the CVI, which we have, is an advanced certification, and these individuals are qualified to perform the inspections of the commercial HVAC systems. And they have just a great history behind them, an advanced education, and they're able to design some great specifications and suggestions in order to ensure and maintain HVAC systems.
Okay, how many times or how often do you recommend homeowners and then business owners get this done?
It really depends. I mean, it depends on what happens right now. So typically, NACA and the EPA did a study many, many years ago, and they determined about every 3 to 5 years is good, you know. Inspections should be done annually on most commercial applications. That way you can determine how much dust is, and other things have gotten into the systems. You know, we don't only do duct work. We also look at the entire network of components that comprise the HVAC system. So our CVIs and even our ASCSs, when they go into a job, we'll look and see if there's some sorts of visual contaminants on the components of the system, and make the necessary recommendations on how to clean them.
Is commercial or residential more likely? Like, you know, is what has more of the market share?
Well, you know, I think it's probably about split down the middle.
Okay.
A lot of people are strictly commercial. A lot of them are residential. And a lot of do a little bit of both. So it's probably more split down the middle. When we have our annual meeting, we'll see a lot of people that are, you know, one-person operations, maybe two-person operations. And then we see the other end of the scale where, you know, they're truly commercial and they may have 40 or 50 employees, if not more.
Okay. Now, are most of the businesses in your association, this is all they do is duct cleaning, or is there more HVAC and this is kind of a portion of their business?
That's a good question. And some are HVAC contractors and they have duct cleaning as a portion of their business. Others go into such things as restoration activities, such as mold remediation, water mitigation, fire and flood restoration. That's about it. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. Now, so HVAC contractors that are not doing this right now, if they're curious about this, what would you say? Like, what are the main reasons to get into this aspect of the business, or where should your business be in order to be able to make this profitable?
Well, the HVAC contractors already got the customer. They're already in there. And they typically work on the components of the air handler, typically, and maybe some controls. But the duct work is so important. It gets so dirty, and it's often neglected. And to go in there and either recommend a NACA-certified company to come in and clean it properly, or if they want to get into it themselves, there's an awful lot of money to be made. Okay, that's what everybody wants, I'm sure. But, you know, there's an awful lot of help that they can offer to their client, both on a residential and commercial scale. You know, if they're cleaning a hospital air handler, for instance, and they look inside a fresh air intake and they see pigeon droppings in there, then they know not only does the unit have to be cleaned, but also that ductwork leading up to and going past that air handler need to be cleaned. And they're going to, you know, make that hospital a lot cleaner of a place. So there's some benefits to both the client and the HVAC company as well.
All right. Now, if someone's listening to this and they want to get in this line of business or maybe just want to maybe join NACA or learn more about NACA, where should we be directing them to?
Sure. The best place to go would be our website, www.nadca.com. That's NADCA.com. And there's a wealth of information on there. For residential and commercial customers. There's also a lot of information regarding our educational programs, our certifications, also our Breathing Clean campaign, which is a great educational piece for the end user. They can go from there, and then they'll be able to contact staff and make their application and go from there.
All right. Thank you very much for the information and taking the time today, Mark, especially since you've been up for more than a few hours now.
Oh, thank you.